Hi, welcome to This Is Your Book Club podcast. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Jamie.
So good to be back.
Here we are.
It's a fun day, question and answer.
We haven't had one for a while, seems like, right?
It does feel that way. We had 5 weeks last time.
That's right. So author interview in there, which was so good.
It was so good. Did you guys listen to that?
If you haven't, go listen to it.
She was awesome. Thank you, Melissa.
Yes. Shout out to Melissa. So smart. So on top of it. As a mother, as a author, as a human being.
I know. That was all so around. Fun.
Fantastic. Seriously, person.
It's yeah. Definitely worth the listen.
She inspired was awesome. Me. Yep. So.
But today. Go listen. Today is a Q&A.
Yes.
Before we get jumping into our fun questions. Jamie, do you have our fun fact?
I do. I'm going to follow up with last week's discussion from jaconrath.blogspot.com on his interview with Karen McQuestion.
Yes.
So we found out about her ebook publishing. And his next question for you, so I'll just go over two of his questions today. Did you do anything at first to promote your Kindle ebooks? And Karen said, I introduced myself and my books on Kindleboards.com and also on the message boards on Amazon. Some of my first sales came from readers there, and I am grateful they gave an unknown author a chance.
Yeah. So that was it.
And then the next question, how have the sales been? Steady? Going up? And Karen said, my best day to date was Christmas Day, believe it or not, overall. And remember, this is 2010. Overall sales have fluctuated, but each month they've either equaled or exceeded the previous month.
Wow.
Fantastic. And your best day being Christmas.
That is
That's
awesome.
All those Kindles that were
they got for, got Christmas. For Christmas. Yes. I need a book on my books. Kindle. Yes.
So anyway, that's this week's questions from that interview.
I love getting to know our authors.
Yeah. And when they started out, like their starting point.
Totally.
And how it jumps from there.
So fascinating.
I love it.
Okay. Very good. On to Q&A.
Q&A.
You know how much I love getting to know you.
Hit me with your best shot. Fire away. Why do I always sing? I'm tone deaf. Why I don't know why I feel like I should go into tunes on here. Not my.
There's some really fun, like, if questions. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm so ready. Are you starting?
Yes, I'm asking you a question.
Okay, I'm ready to give you an answer.
If you could witness any event, past, present, or future, what would it be?
So the very, which I'm kind of like, why did this pop into my head?
I really don't know what I would say.
Is Joan of Arc.
Joan of Arc.
I want to see.
Interesting.
Joan of Arc. Like, I've read books about her. I watched so many documentaries. I'm trying to think what age I was. Like, maybe high school-ish, just out of high school. I was obsessed with her story. And watched everything I could. And I think that's, I don't know why. That just
cool.
came to mind. Yeah.
Very, very cool.
That's what it would be. Weird. I don't know. I'm sure there's others things that would be cool too. I mean, there's a lot of other things.
Yeah. That's no, there is like the first history, thing that comes to yes, mind. Is very, very full.
Yeah. What about you? What comes to mind?
The first thing that popped into my head, is that what we're going? Yeah. Was my own birth.
No, thank you. I don't want to be in that room. What a celebration. You'd be like cheering yourself on.
There I am.
You can do it. You can do it. Welcome to the world, Sarah. Let me tell you some things.
I don't know. I have no interest, actually. Witnessing people's births. I know that's like very wonderful. I've had 5 babies and I loved every one of like every experience I had, but I don't like have interest in watching other people give birth. And yeah, that was the first thing that came to my mind.
Wow. I love this, like the difference in our answers there.
You went to Joan of Arc. You are a true you intellectual.
Went to yourself.
That was the greatest event of all time.
The greatest event of your life. Birth. Without it, nothing else would come.
And then I'm like, you know what you should have said is like, watch Martin Luther King give his I had a dream speech or like something yes. like that. I'm like, why didn't I say that? That
I don't know why, but I've been just, we watch videos of it and just to look out at the crowd. Oh my gosh, that you're right. That would be an event.
That would be amazing.
I'm sure the crowd at your birth wasn't that big.
It wasn't that big.
But probably not because you weren't, it wasn't an important event, but your mom probably wouldn't let them in.
They were pounding on the door.
They were. They right? were there. They wanted to be there.
I know.
It was monumental.
Maybe that's why it's more important that I was at that one, because it would make a bigger impact mm-hmm. than me standing in that gigantic crowd with Martin yeah. Luther King.
I'm so grateful that, I mean, as poor quality as the video of that is,
that there
was video of
for
that.
For sure. Yes.
Anyway.
Totally agree. There's no video of my birth, in case you were wondering.
You know, that's okay, too. I don't know where we thought we needed that video. Like, I had my first birth was, oh man, that's a whole nother story for another day. But it was being videoed from behind my shoulder point of view.
Okay.
And I've never even shown it to my son. I don't ever want to watch it again. Once was enough.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I don't want to.
Never record.
No, thank you. I don't want to relive it.
We've recorded like after the baby was out, like mm-hmm. those seconds and minutes
right.
soon after the birth.
Right. Little video clips. And I love uh-huh. those. But yeah, nothing that comes out of my mouth I want to remember.
Yeah.
It also hard. Was a rough birth.
It was
so
traumatizing.
Yeah. So it's not, it's one of those that is enough to have in
sometimes
my memory.
Sometimes videos aren't meant to be taken yeah. in certain places.
And that might be one of them for me.
That's probably true.
To each their own. But I did not record the other three. And I don't even think any of them know that, and we'll just keep it that way.
Right.
They'll be like, why did you record Bennett's and not mine? Well, because I learned.
You want to see Bennett's?
That's why.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why you have a first.
Exactly. You make all your mistakes.
What not to do the next time.
Totally. Through. I agree.
Oh, poor Bennett. Okay. My question for you. If you were going to write a book, what genre would you write? What would it be about?
Oh my gosh, I'd love to write a book. Is that weird?
No. Well,
I know you would never want to write a book.
That terrifies me. Terrifies.
I have always loved writing. I would love to write a book. I think about it all the time.
Really?
I would love to write a children's book. I would love okay. that.
I've thought of children's books.
I just don't draw.
But, well, you wouldn't have to. You get an illustrator.
I know, but I feel like that's so important. We talked a little bit to Melissa about
yeah.
finding an author or an illustrator. I would like to I would love to write a women's lit.
Yeah.
I'm fiction all the way.
Fiction. Yep.
If I was ever brave enough.
For me, I don't know that. I couldn't. I mean, honestly, getting through college writing papers was paralyzing. Like, having to write a paper.
Please let me write a paper.
Anxiety attack.
I would rather write a paper than take a test any day of the week.
I'd take a test any day of the week.
You want 12 pages? Done. Please don't make me answer 5 questions.
Oh my gosh. No, no, no. I don't enjoy writing. It is a huge anxiety trigger for me. And you would think because of how much I read that would be like a natural thing to want to write, and no, it's not. But
I actually love that.
I often think about and I'm often told that I should write a book about experiences as a teacher.
Yes,
because they are extreme and varied and funny and sad and all of the above.
Yeah.
As a teacher, as a substitute teacher, different levels. I've got some stories behind me.
Yeah.
And so I think if I ever could get past the anxiety part of it.
Right.
That would probably be what would relate most to my life in writing a book about those experiences. However, how do you do that and keep, I mean, obviously, I wouldn't use their names, but sure. still, like, I have some sort of obligation
of privacy
to keep students' privacy. Sure. And so I also think, I don't know that I can do that.
I'm sure there's a way to do that, because if you are changing names, people don't know.
Right.
People would, and you're you're subbing. Like, you're in different random schools. It's not like right. you sit at a same Except school all the time. Except for the stories
I have from when I was teaching.
Yeah, but people would have to do a lot of research.
Right.
I think it would take a lot to go back and figure it out. And
actually, there are, I mean, there's, I don't know that people would even read it.
I think it would be so cool. I love listening to the stories of school, your stories of school. And the students.
I've had some crazy experiences.
Yes, you have. Definitely would be worth reading.
Teachers are saints, and I'm not one of them. Because I leave going, this was the worst idea. Then I go back every day. But, you know, it's
a hard job.
Yeah.
And that's the truth.
So that would be my genre, or my, if ever. But I'm not as likely as you to write a book.
Well, I'd have to get, I don't have the nerve. I can't handle criticism well. It cuts me deep.
Yeah.
I have really thin skin and I get my feelings hurt. I don't think I could handle it. I think that is so amazing. There is a lot of
rejection.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah.
Self-published.
So anyway, I think about that and I go, oh, I psych myself up. Okay. If you could change your first name, what would you change it to? Have you ever wanted to change your name, or do you just love your name?
No. I'd want to change it. I'd want something a little bit less common.
Yes, me too.
And so, ooh, but what would I choose? I love things like male, more popular male names that are short, you know, like Ryan.
Okay.
Like I've been hearing more girls named Ryan and more yes. Sam, like short for Samantha or
yes.
things like that. Cute. I think I tend to go more
still like
untraditional.
Yes, but still like simple.
Yeah. Yep.
Like not tricky.
Mm-mm. Like, it would not be a long three syllable name.
Which
I
is
would
totally want it. Me.
You would go long three syllables. See, I'd go short I want, like, and simple. A
fancy, pretty, like the name that always comes to mind. It's like Felicity. I love that name.
For you. I love that for you.
You're so nice. I love Felicity, but you wouldn't probably be called Felicity. You'd be called like Lissy.
Lissy. What would you want for short? Lissy?
Like Lissy.
Lissy. Interesting.
Probably not Felly.
Felly. Felice. Feliz Navidad?
No. And not City.
Yeah.
So probably Lissy.
I'm trying to think like if my name, if my given name was Felicity.
Yeah.
I would have a hard time going by the full name. I maybe just do T. Just call me T. I don't know. Or Fee.
Fifi.
Fifi. There you go. Fifi.
Okay. Maybe Felicity is the wrong choice.
For me. For you, I love it.
But me, I do. I love more. The other name I love is like that I could never convince Steve for our children was Allegra.
I knew an Allegra.
Did you?
Uh-huh.
I knew one. I knew one by far.
With Allegra?
Like from a distance. We didn't know each other really.
And he would never.
He?
I'm saying your husband would Steve. Never be like, no.
He was like, it's like a drug because it's like an allergy medication.
Yes, I didn't even think of that. I'm thinking of like the musical term Allegra. And Allegra.
And he's like, what are you going to call her? Legs? And I'm like, maybe.
Allie?
It's different. Allie?
Yeah.
Al? What's another one? There was a book character named Matilda and she always went by Maddie. Oh, but then she cute. Was, they were like, oh, but what about Tilda? Or Tilly.
Tilly.
There was lots of fun short names. Mm-hmm. But I don't love Matilda.
I always loved, which was on my list for a girl's name, was Amelia.
Mm.
And either going by Millie or...
I have a niece, Amelia. And we call her Millie.
Millie.
Or Milia.
Or Milia, yeah.
Or we call her lots of things. We love her.
Yeah,
I like and that. And she'll name. Answer to all of it.
Yep, it's just
She's
her.
Wonderful, yeah. Amelia. I like that name. Yeah, I like Any names. Others? I love talking about names.
Me too.
Sam, should I start calling you Sam?
Sam, Ryan, Rin.
Your turn.
My turn. Okay. What is your favorite time of the day, of the week, month, or year? Or all of the above?
Whoa.
Let's start with what's your favorite. Let's just go back. It's too much. Favorite time of the day.
My favorite time of the day. Is 1:30.
Hey, that was so specific.
Let me tell you why.
It's just magical.
It is at my house. I'm assuming
that's PM.
PM.
Not AM.
AM is good too. I'm sleepy and usually asleep. And that's happy time.
Yeah.
But PM is the most happy because I've just put Swayze down for her nap and I don't pick up kids till 2:30. So I have this one magic hour of the day where I don't have to do anything and no one needs me for one whole hour.
That is magical.
Steve's working, so he doesn't need me.
No.
Swayze's sleeping. She doesn't want me to get a toy out or fix a thing or anything that play with her. Yeah, none of that. And my kids are at school. It's quiet. So I generally don't do anything during that hour. Don't tell Steve. I sit.
You just take your time being you.
Mess on my phone. Remembering your thoughts. I'm listening to books quietly on my couch.
I'm happy for you.
It's a happy hour. That's I don't always get it. Like sometimes Swayze doesn't go down on time or, you know, I actually have to finish something to get done for the family.
Blah, 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 blah. Blah.
But that's the happy hour, I tell you. How about you?
That's why it's so specific.
Do you have an hour or it's just a time? Like I like the afternoon time or the evening time.
Yeah, I'm not a morning person. I love, like when I get home from work, kids are home from school. They're usually doing homework or whatever. And so I can lay down on the couch.
You de-work.
And I yeah. Like,
have you ever said it that
way? I've never said it that way. I de-work. So this is my life right now is like I'm on my feet all day long. So it's like I have a favorite drink and it's nice and cold out of the fridge. Because when I take one to work with me. But by the time I get around to drinking it, it's usually
warm.
No longer cold. It's warm by the time I finish it. So I can hang out and just chill while I'm pretending to keep the kids doing homework. They're at the table working, but I'm not really doing anything. But I sit there as if it's important for me to be
You're
in the room
watching
for them,
over them
to do their homework. I have a drink. I have my drink that's cold. And that there is nothing like, after being on your feet all day, just laying on the couch.
Oh, yeah.
And so I do this first. Clothes come off. Like, I redress, but work clothes come off.
Yes.
And I don't even dress up really for work. But
there is a different
it's not
kind
sweats.
Of clothes. Yes.
So the
You're
second
truly
I get
de-working.
Home.
This is important time.
Work clothes come off. Lounge clothes go on. I lay down and enjoy my drink. And that doesn't last for very long because then there's...
Something always comes.
So, yeah, like dinner to get started, kids go to lessons or whatever they're doing, getting them where they need to go. So it doesn't last very long, but long enough that I can finish my drink while it's cold.
Oh, that sounds nice.
It's a lovely time.
When Steve and I were very Sweats first are married lovely. And I was working and didn't we have children and I was working full time, I would come home. And I would even, like, it was just like, don't talk to me. That's what I started calling that's it. I need to de-work.
Yes.
I just need to come off of that, like,
not
I have to be on. You know, at work, you have to be on.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just need to, like, be able to turn it off
that's
for a
exactly.
minute.
Exactly. I've been talked to all day. And I've been talking all day.
Yeah.
I just want to not talk and not be talked to.
Yep. I'm coining that
Give me
word.
30 minutes.
That's all you just need some time to like reset your brain to like where you are now.
Now I'm here.
Yeah.
It's different. I've had some quiet time.
Mm-hmm.
In my lounge.
Refresh.
Clothes. Yeah.
Even Steve, like Steve didn't ever need it as much as I did. But even sometimes now it's like, leave Dad alone. He's de-working.
Mm-hmm.
Like
that word
you
for
need
it.
To give him a break for a minute.
Yeah. You need to flip your
Decompress.
Brain into the next mode.
Yeah.
And that transition time.
That's good time.
That's my favorite. So.
That's good time.
That's my question for you. We'll stick with just the day part. We'll save favorite week, month, and year for another question. Because that's really four questions with one
that
question.
That is a lot
mark.
Of a question. Okay. What was the last movie, TV show, or book that made you cry? Or tear up.
Man, I'm not a crier. There are very, very few things I've ever cried at.
Okay.
Very few.
Can you even think of something?
The last one I remember was the show Parenthood.
I love that show.
One of those episodes hit me one day and I cried.
I love that show.
It's just so relatable. And I just felt like...
it's been a long time.
And that's how long ago it was because it was...
like on TV.
On TV when I was watching it. And it's been off for quite a while.
So good.
That was probably the last time that I cried at a show. And I remember I was watching it on Hulu the next day because I never watch things when they really come out. But I was watching it in bed like in the middle of the night. And by myself in the dark and just crying.
Aww.
But that's like there are, I am not a crier at movies.
I totally do.
Books, never.
No. I totally am a crier. I can name a lot of movies that I've cried in.
I can't even think of one right now. That's the only thing I can think of is that. Oh, there is a book I cried. A Wonder. Book.
Oh, I love Wonder.
Wonder totally caught me off guard. Good. I knew nothing about it. It was just recommended to me.
Yeah.
And so I got the book to go on a trip and got on the plane. And it was just me, myself, and I on the plane by myself. And took off, started reading, and I had no idea what I was getting myself into. And there is just a lot of parallels in my life with... that family.
Wonder Boy. Yeah.
And Augie. And Augie, I sure. was caught off guard and just burst into tears by myself on the plane.
Oh.
That, and I love that book and I'm so grateful for it. I just, it hit me in, right? Yep. In all the feels.
So good.
And then I had to be like, this is needs to be closed and we'll read it in the hotel room when I get to where I'm going so I could just cry by myself. And it's not sad. It's happy and just
absolutely
relatable. And
you're not alone.
Anyway, so I let's say, those are the only two things I can think of. You tell me yours. Your plethora.
Oh, well, we don't have the time to list, but I will list like the ones that stand out the most. Was most recently a TV show was Firefly Lane.
Okay.
I just the book just reminded me of the book, and it's just specifically this the mother, the mm-hmm. friend that's the mother, and just her situation. I just love this friendship so much. So I did cry in the episode, one of the episodes.
Okay.
But
did you cry when you read the book?
Oh, I don't know.
You don't remember,
I think I
but
did.
Definitely okay. On both.
Now, yeah. It's so good. The book is so good.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, great. But movie, the one that's comes to my mind that I probably still if I'm I'll have it on all I watch this movie a lot is Little Women.
Mm-hmm.
The newest version of Little Women. I put it on in the background a lot of times and it'll be playing. So if I'm not like really paying attention, I'm not going to sit and cry. But if I'm like sitting and watching, it gets me every time is the part when Joe is talking to her mother and Beth just died and she's
Spoiler
so
alert.
Sad. Yes.
I'm just kidding. It's been out long
enough.
I will
not
that...
ruin it for you. You go watch it.
Go watch it.
Beth just died and she's so sad about her sister being gone and she doesn't know what she's going to do with her life. She has no love interest. She's feeling all alone and she's frustrated about the world because she can't really find her place in it.
Mm-hmm.
And she has a monologue where she's like, you know, I'm so angry that women are more than beauty. And she has this speech that she gives about women.
Yeah.
And that there's... you know, all the good things about women that we don't get recognized for. And I love it so much. I cry every time. I just feel it. I feel like it's so true. And I don't think we think those things about ourselves enough, like as women.
Yeah. I know that.
Just
I like
love it.
I liked it.
I'm sitting in the theater. I can still think about it the first time. I'm sitting in the theater. I went with my mom. She came with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I am sobbing in the movie theater and I'm embarrassed because it's like a lot of tears, like so many tears. Oh my gosh. And I'm just like, this is really embarrassing. Like, I know this story. To
you, I would be like, something's wrong with me that I'm not crying. And I'd be embarrassed.
I was embarrassed. Because
when I go to movies with people and people are crying, I'm embarrassed.
That you're not?
That something's broken in me and that I don't feel like other people feel.
I think sometimes I'm a little extra emotional. So don't feel bad. I think I just have sometimes a few extra feels that are not necessarily normal. Yeah. So maybe you're normal and I'm not.
Well, no, I think I'm a bit, it makes me feel cold-hearted. It's not that I don't have the feels.
It just doesn't come out your eyes. It doesn't
come out my eyes.
That's okay.
The feels are inside.
Yeah. But I just like every time, it's like every time I want to feel something, right? Like I need the feels today. I'm going to put in Little Women and just... Come on, girl power. We need
cry
more.
Yourself away.
Yeah, we need more feminine power in our worlds, I think. Nice. That's why I love Little Women. Never gets old.
You know, I didn't like Little Women until recently.
Really?
Because, well, I had never read it.
I didn't read it till recently.
The previous movies, I loved it.
Well, I should only say, I've only seen like the... Winona Judd.
And that's the only one I'd ever seen. Especially that one. Like, the ugly crying in that one. I was laughing so hard. Like, this is ridiculous. And all my friends are like, get out of here. Get out of here. And I'm like, good. I'm going home if this is what you're watching. Like, I was extreme with it in my hatred for it.
That makes me
thinking
sad.
It was so dumb, I was laughing at it. And so when it came out a couple of years ago, when the movie came out, I read it with my daughter. And totally different. And I was kind of like, I need to do this for her. It's a classic, you know?
Yeah.
Put my opinions aside. And I loved the book. And I loved the movie. The newest movie.
So I didn't read the book until the newest movie came out. We decided in my neighborhood book club that we were going to read the book and then try to watch it together. And it was right before COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so we didn't end up able to watch it together. But, or I think they did, and I don't know, I couldn't go. But it was like, that's why I had to go by myself. But I read it first, and I loved the book. I'm like, what in the world took me so long to read
that's
this?
That's exactly what
sometimes
I thought.
Sometimes I don't read the classics because I think I'll be bored.
Right.
What's wrong with me?
I think if I had read it back then, I would have been.
That's a good point.
But now, and which amazes me about my daughter and just the generation we're in now, I would have been bored then. I wasn't mature enough to think about these things. And my daughter is. And she absolutely loved it.
She loved it.
And she cried at the movie.
Oh, Ava.
I did not, but Ava bawled at the movie.
Like when Beth died.
When Beth died. And then it just spiraled into I don't have a sister. And
oh, I feel her pain. I don't have a sister.
So horrible that...
She didn't give her a sister. Like, you have control over that.
I know, but, you know, mom guilt. I'm like, hey, you should have had a sister. Because I have three sisters. And
I'm so jealous.
I love my sisters, and we're really close.
I wish.
So I do feel bad that Ava doesn't have a sister.
Ava can talk to me anytime.
Yeah.
Because I get it.
Yeah. So she was all the feels. It just all came out in there.
Maybe that was a part of
she
my
She just sobbed
too.
In that movie.
I love it so much.
So she did not get my genetics with the inability to cry.
Yeah.
She's good. She has the feels.
She's got the feels. You've got the feels. We all express our feelings in different ways.
That's right.
And it's okay.
I laugh at people. No, not at people. In the movie, I just laughed at the ugly cry of Joe.
Right.
It was pretty...
Joe does have a very...
In that version.
I love that. Now it's hard for me to go back and watch because this latest one is done so well.
Yes.
It is hard to compare. But
I think the old one was so dark.
Yes.
Like, there was no lighting. I felt like every scene was dark.
Yeah.
Which is probably very true of the time.
It probably was.
They didn't have electricity.
Right.
Backlighting. Or any of those things. Anyway. Okay.
Totally. I like that question.
Yeah, that was a good one. Did I ask it? Or did you?
I did.
So it's my turn?
Your turn.
You're waiting on me.
I don't know. I was like, I don't have one yet.
If you could learn a new skill, what would you choose to learn?
Ooh, and be good at it? Or
learn a new skill that
I might suck?
You can suck all you want. But something you've always been like, I wish I learned how to do that.
I would love to.
We're getting there. We're getting there.
I would actually.
The suspense is killing me.
I wish I could draw. I would love to take a drawing class. I know, though, that that's not something that I'm talented, like that I'm talented and born to do.
I wish, because I'm not either.
Yeah.
But I wish that hadn't kept me from taking those classes in middle school and high school when they were available.
Well, I did take them.
You did? I did not, because I was like, I can't draw. Why would I take that class?
I did it because that's it was why. Like a fun elective. And I am like, sweet, like that would be fun. And they were fun.
Yeah.
But I never excelled. Like it wasn't something I was good at. I wish I could figure that out.
Yeah.
But I'm like someone who loves to pick up like a new skill. I really wanted to do calligraphy.
I was just going to say that too. That is one of mine.
There's like a book, I'll get it for you, that you actually write in. And it's so fun. Because you know the fun sayings that are like, I don't know, home is where the heart is. And it's like beautifully drawn or something. And you, it would have an example on one side of the page. And on the other side of the page, you write it.
You write it.
It's so fun. But you
have to have a special pen.
No, you don't. She shows you how to do it. You can just use like a Sharpie, thin head Sharpie. You can do it.
Look at me writing like, my every note in fancy lettering.
It's so fun. So,
go to the store.
Yes. Beautiful. It was like, I loved it so much that every year my friends have a favorite things Christmas party and you get your favorite thing and give it to each of the friends.
Oh, fun.
And I gave this book as my favorite thing.
Ah.
It's a calligraphy. It's so fun.
It's just a fun practice, know-how.
Yes.
Learn a skill.
And it's like, it's all together in your book, and you're just, it's not just writing A, you know what I mean, across the page.
You're actually
doing something.
Writing the sayings.
And I didn't, it wasn't always good, but it was way better than my art classes.
Well, there you go.
Anyway, I'm giving that to you. It is so fun. What other things? I'm trying to be more do-it-yourselfer.
Yeah.
You've
done some great things lately.
I like learned how to use a saw and a nail gun.
Yeah.
I did that.
You're amazing.
I know.
Because that's a lot.
Don't look close. The planning, I was not perfect.
Figuring it out, the doing, all of it.
The reality is I just don't want to pay someone else. So I need to figure out how to do this myself. Yeah. It's not easy.
I've always wanted to learn how to knit.
Really?
I learned how to crochet. I could crochet a blanket. I mean,
amazing.
A nice square or rectangle, but to actually knit, like to knit a hat, like using a knitting circle or whatever those are and knitting needles. I don't know. It doesn't make sense. My brain doesn't get how those work. And so I'd like to learn so I understand how you use the hoop and how it all works.
YouTube, baby.
Yeah.
That's how I learned how to make.
Do you knit?
I've knit a hat before.
You have?
It's not hard.
It appears
hard.
And
I learned.
Did you use knitting needles?
YouTube. Mm-hmm. Like the big long ones.
Wow.
I have some you can have.
I kind of want to learn how to do that.
It's not an expensive thing to try. So it's worth trying.
So I could just try it. And if I fail or don't like it, it's not a
huge. It's just about time. I always felt heartbreak. It takes me a long time. I'm sure there's people who are fast at it. It takes me a long time. And so I always like get halfway through and I'm like, I'm bored.
This is really a problem. I have a lot of things I want to do and I start it and never finish. So pandemic, I was like, I'm going to learn to play the ukulele. And I did really good for about a week. And I was like, I've got two songs down. Look at me. And I practiced every day.
Yeah.
For a week.
Because you've got time.
I had a lot of time. But even with all that time, I couldn't follow through.
I know.
And continue it.
Well, that was just, you're going pandemic stir crazy.
Yeah. So I'm really good at starting things.
Me too.
And I buy all the stuff. I have all the organization kits of a lot of hobbies.
Yes, me too.
Like
I said.
Making necklaces.
I've got a bag of sewing stuff. Yeah. Yep. Yarn.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
All
really
the things
cute
to do
yarn.
It, never do.
Yep.
Darn it, me. So really the skill I need to work on is motivation.
Maybe I need to learn motivation. Stick with it.
Yeah. Stick with itness.
Yes. There you go.
Stick to itiveness.
Ooh. Wow.
That's a good word.
That's a really good word. Is it my turn now?
Now it is.
What did you do growing up that got you into trouble?
That got me into trouble. Well,
Were you a troublemaker?
I was a troublemaker. I was always in trouble at school for talking too much.
Always.
Always. I was always off task.
Yes.
So many things. I was always in trouble for something. I was a liar. I would steal my sister's stuff all the time. But this might be like... But I was a good liar to get me out of things as well. When I was in third or fourth grade, I think fourth grade, I found myself in the classroom by myself one day. I don't remember why. Like, I was probably supposed to be at recess or lunch or library, and I just wandered and ended up back in the classroom, wandering, as I did, and looking through things. Just a curiosity. Now I think back to it, especially as a teacher, and I'm like, I was probably such a pain, but I don't know why. Anyway, so I was looking through things and I found the teacher's edition of the math book with all the answers in it. And I thought that was really, really cool.
What did you do?
And I took it. I took the math book with all the answers.
Where did you put it? Like, how do you hide something like that?
I think I hid it in a different cupboard so that I knew where it was. I
could never have done that.
Right?
Like, I had like a high level of guilt.
Me now?
I still have a high level of guilt.
I would never. Like, I am the guiltiest person. And I would feel awful. And I did feel awful because then the teacher got up in front of the class and was like, okay, so my edition of the math book has... gone missing. No questions asked. I just need it back. Just if you know where it is or you have it or you know what happened to it, it just needs to be returned. And I was like, I don't want to get caught returning it either.
Right.
So I had to then be sneaky again to get it back without getting caught.
How did you get it back? I've got to know. What did you do?
I snuck back in when no one was there. And had to be like quick so I didn't get caught and then quick out. And I remember being like so fast. I pulled it out of the cupboard I had hidden it in. And I was like, this is going to be so great. I'm going to get 100% on all my assignments. Like, that's not going to be a giveaway to who took it.
Well,
all
of a sudden, Jamie's
math goes.
Is this for like your homework? Like you're going to fill in the answers at home? Or are you going to try to sneak the answers like during class?
I don't know. So I never used it because there was never the opportunity. To figure, to like get it home or whatnot.
I can think of every possible thing that would go wrong. Maybe that's why.
But just the knowledge that I had it.
Yeah.
And I had all the answers.
That is
was very exciting to me.
That is exciting.
But then I snuck it back and left it on her desk and I never.
What are you doing as I peek?
You're like, let me copy your answers, but I don't want anything to do with that book you took of the teachers.
Exactly. Exactly.
You.
Just show me your paper.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. So, I was like, definitely did not like breaking the rules. I was weird. I was weird about it. I just, if the teacher looked at me wrong, I was like, oh no.
I'm going
to
get in trouble.
I wasn't supposed to get up to sharpen my pencil. I was really weird about it. One time I was with my cousin and we were at my cousin's house and I didn't want to go home. I knew we were leaving soon. And so we ran away. Oh. And hid down the street. There was a park down the street that had trees and stuff. We were hiding in the trees. And I remember my aunt, different aunt, they called in everyone to find out where we had gone. Jeremy and I, my cousin and I, had gone and hidden together. He took me there. He was older. It was
his fault. We're going to blame it on him.
It was totally his fault. I never would have done it if it weren't for him. Anyway, so my aunt, I can still see her, us standing, hiding in the trees. And her marching across the big lawn of the park, like, to us. I'm sure she could see us. We weren't very good hiders. It was just beelined it.
Yeah.
And grabbing my arm and his arm and dragging us back to her car. And
you're in trouble.
I remember laying, like, my mom taking me home. And I was so upset. She took us up to it. She's like, you need to go to your room. So I went to my room. I threw myself on the bed. And she came in and she's like, turn over. You're getting a spanking. And she never did. She didn't touch me. But it was just the fear of like, she's going to hit me. I'm sure I deserved it. I'm sure I scared them all to the dickens. But she just threatened it, and the threat alone was like
enough of a punishment.
So scary.
Yeah.
Like, I don't do things. It was too much. I don't like that feeling of the consequence. I don't want the consequence.
Yeah. No, I, as a younger child, I feel like I was pretty sneaky and pretty just
troublemaker.
Trouble. Not to be mean, just I think out of boredom.
What can I get away with?
Yeah. Just found myself in situations and then went with it.
Took advantage.
Like, not planned. Yeah. Anyway. But I did have Carter, when he was little, used to hide from me. He thought it was funny. And I, so I relate to your aunt. He, we were leaving a Halloween party and he took off ahead of me, and I had Bennett and probably Ava as a newborn. And he, it was dark outside. Oof. And he took off. He left the building we were in before I was even out. Like, I was getting everyone ready to go and he took off. And I didn't know if he was outside or in the building. And he had ran outside through a dark parking lot and hid in the bushes from me. And he was, he thought it was so funny. And I am like frantically yelling his name, searching everywhere. I've got a baby carrier and Bennett, who is anxiety ridden that Carter's gone. And I didn't know if I should be outside watching for him and watching for cars driving through the parking lot, or if he was inside. And
oh my god,
panic, that terrifying panic as a parent.
Yeah.
And then when I found him, he was just laughing, thought it was so funny.
And you, and just want to walk
I
him.
Just I feel your mom's pain because that's exactly what I wanted to do.
I know.
I wanted him to know how scared I was, and he just thought it was funny.
Yeah. Like, don't laugh at this. This is real.
Yeah. Do you know you could have been hit and killed by a car?
Let me tell you all the scary things. You could have
been kidnapped and been gone for it. Like, I wanted to terrify him to not do it again. But of course, that's not the rational thing to do. But my emotional mind wanted to do that.
Right.
I wanted to scare him. I mean, he was just laughing. Little Carter.
Isn't that funny?
Such a little trickster.
You're being kind.
Oh, goodness. If you could be a character in any book, like a main character or a sidekick character, or to experience in a book.
In a book?
Yes. Hmm. Which book would you want to be in as the character?
That is a good question. I'm like going through all the books thinking, what would I want to experience? I certainly would not want to experience any World War II books.
My brain wouldn't have even, yeah, no.
Nope. That's a hard nope. But like a beachy book where you live on a beach, yeah, I'll experience that. That sounds nice.
Yes.
They're like, generally going through some hard trauma.
Leanne Moriarty, where they're in Australia on the beach. I think it's where it, the elementary school, the PTA, the three
little
ladies,
big lies.
Little Big Lies. Yeah.
Yes.
I just think the backdrop of that, like
I
the
love
cafe
that
on
book.
The beach. That could be a character
I
in that one.
I love that book. Yeah, I could take that. I'm thinking like Ellen Hildebrand. My favorite of hers is Blue Bistro. And so I can't remember the main character's name, but it's about a restaurant, really, and the people who work there. And then they have these outside lives, right? But it's mm-hmm. also folks around. I would love to be a character in that book, like eating the good food and spending your days on the beach and your nights at this really nice restaurant. And that would be.
My brain, that sounds dreamy.
Yeah.
But my brain goes to, first thing that came to mind was Ramona.
Ramona!
I was obsessed with Ramona when I was little.
Yes.
And to be, not even necessarily be Ramona herself, but maybe her sister or one of her parents, just to experience in person living with Ramona.
Seriously.
Like that idea makes me very happy.
Like Babysitter's Club.
Oh, I love Babysitter's Club.
I read all of those.
Ava just, she's just got all the graphic novels because they've just kind of come mm-hmm. back around.
It's been fun. Reese's
and
loving
she
them.
She loves the graphic novels.
They're fun. They have a TV show now too.
Oh, do they?
It's super cute.
I have not
it's
seen
for
that.
Like, Reese loves it.
Hmm.
Super fun. It's fun to think of that. Like the first book that I loved when I was in high school was A Walk to Remember, but I don't want to die.
Yeah.
But I love that book.
I'm not. That I didn't read the book. I watched the movie.
The movie's good too, but it's sad.
Yeah, it's sad.
But the book is way better than the movie.
The book is better. Always.
Per usual.
Yeah. Per usual. Mm-hmm. What would I just...
Can I live in Harry Potter's Sorcerer's Stone?
Yeah,
you I don't want to be when it's like the world is ending in evil and bad. But it's still like new and fun and we're discovering the wizard world.
To walk into like the big celebration at Christmas time.
Yeah.
When you walk into the main hall. I'll just be another student. Yeah.
That would be so awesome.
That would be really cool. I agree. That would be a good one. That's
a good question.
That's where my brain goes, though. Like Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Yes. I want to be an Oompa Loompa.
I want to be an Oompa Loompa, too.
They get to do whatever they want in that really cool place.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they know how to be wise, which is exactly what I like.
Right.
And I must say, the first Charlie in the Chocolate Factory, not the second one. That one was creepy. Yeah.
I agree. I like the original.
Me too.
Yep.
My turn?
Yep.
What songs would be included on the soundtrack to your life?
I don't listen to a lot of music anymore, but that would definitely have Barry Manilow.
Oh, Barry.
I am a huge Barry Manilow fan. It would have Beatles.
Okay, classic.
Barry Manilow and the Beatles. And let's see what else would hit. I'd have to say Indigo Girls.
Ew, this is a good mix. And maybe
wrap it up at the end because I want this song to play at my funeral. Oh, now it just left my head.
Send in the clowns. That's what my mother-in-law once sung at her.
Spirit in the Sky.
Of course I do. Okay.
It's just an old classic. Spirit in the Sky.
Yeah.
That's what I would want. I'd wrap it up with Spirit in the Sky.
I love that. That is a good funeral song.
Right?
Yeah.
No tears.
Awesome.
No flowers.
I hear you.
I don't know if I've said that on here before.
Send books.
I'm going to put books or I'm dead. I actually don't care what you do because I'm gone. But I hate the smell of lilies and funerals always have lots of lilies. They make me want to choke, vomit. They make my throat itch. I'm allergic to them. So no lilies. But flowers just die. So books, put them up as if you would put flowers up.
Right, and then donate them all. Books.
I love that idea. An arrangement of books.
Seriously.
So colorful and beautiful.
Yes, they are.
And then give them to people who need books. Because people need books.
Yes, they do.
So Spirit in the Sky, books.
I love it. Give me some Beatles,
Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
Really fun funeral. I plan on being there.
I wish I could be there. It does sound fun.
It does.
And really, I told my family, like, however you mourn, go for it. I'm dead.
Yeah.
If you disagree with any of the things I've said, then don't do it.
Yeah.
It's up to you. I'm gone.
Yeah, I'm gone.
I'm a spirit in the sky.
Maybe I'll do my stuff.
I'm doing my own party.
At your funeral.
There you go. Okay. What about you? What songs would be in the story of your life?
That it is kind of a tricky one, right? To like pick out certain songs. I would definitely have some Dixie Chicks, some John Mayer.
Yes, you love John Mayer.
I don't like him as a human, but I do love his music. It's a very hard place to be in. But it is what it is. You know what's so funny is when I first read that question, I thought, if we're actually playing a soundtrack to my life, there is a song that goes, have you heard the song? It's like, I can't feel my face when I'm with you. I can't feel my face when I'm with you. And I love it.
I totally know that song, but I had no idea those were the words. I'm like, I know that song. Is that really what it says?
That's what the words say.
I make up words to songs. Those aren't the words I made up.
So the best part about this is when I was young married, like first year of marriage, I got Bell's palsy. In the middle, like Steve and I are laughing our heads off, sitting on the couch one night, just laughing. I don't even know what we're laughing at. That doesn't matter. But I was laughing really, really hard, like can't breathe laughing. Literally been married 6 months. And all of a sudden I'm like, like couldn't feel
my
face.
Are you
so
kidding?
I got up. I stopped laughing, obviously.
Yeah.
I got up and I ran to our bedroom. We had like a big mirror in our bedroom and I'm looking in the mirror and I'm realizing half of my face isn't moving.
Oh,
the other half like is moving normal. And then this half is not moving. And I was, and Steve's like, followed me in there. He's like, what are you doing? What? And I'm like, I can't feel my face. And he starts laughing harder. And I'm trying really hard not to cry because I'm this newlywed 6 month married and that my face is half not working. And my husband's going to think I'm ugly and something's wrong with me. And he's laughing so hard. And I'm like, no, really? Like, no, really? I can't. And so then I go into the bathroom and I close the door because I was embarrassed and scared.
Yeah, that's terrifying.
And I like catch my breath, whatever, and let him in. And he's like, just show me. He stopped laughing. He's like, show me. And he's like, it's okay. Like, it'll be fine. And I'm like, this is not fine.
This is like, not fine when your
half
face
of my
is droopy.
Face isn't working. Yeah.
And it's, yeah.
So like my, I couldn't blink my eyelid. And then the other, my smile, I don't know if you've ever seen anyone with Bell's palsy. I'd never heard of it before.
Yeah.
This happened to me. So I'm just thinking, I'm dying. Like something, I have
this
a tumor.
This is a brain tumor.
Yeah, I have a tumor.
That's I'm dying. My brain always goes to a brain tumor.
And so Steve goes, because we're young and dumb, and he doesn't know what to do.
Yeah.
So he's like, well, let's just see how it is in the morning.
Like you're going to be able to sleep.
Right. So I'm like, okay. So we go to bed. Like all of a sudden our like really great night is like somber.
We're just going to bed now.
We're not really talking. And he's just like rolls over and goes to sleep. And then that makes me mad because
he's
don't
sleeping
you care
through it
that
and
like
you're dying
I'm dying
of a brain tumor right next to him.
So like the morning couldn't come fast enough. So you know what I do? We wake up and we do like our morning stuff. We always leave at the same time. We're both going to work. So we get in our cars and literally I drive out of our street and I call my mom.
Of course. She's going to take this more serious.
And my mom is like, I'll meet you at the ER. This is where you're going to go. Blah, blah, blah. So we go straight to the ER. I don't even tell Steve because he thought it would be fine in the morning and it was not fine in the morning. Anyway. Yeah. Bell's I got palsy. It twice in that first year.
Really? And have you had it since?
No.
Just those two times?
Yeah.
Stress
and
then and
birth
how long,
control, we think.
Oh, how long did it last?
The first time it lasted about 3 weeks. The second time it lasted about 3 months.
Oh my gosh.
It was awful.
That is.
It was a very not fun time. We went on a cruise in the middle of the 3 month one. All the pictures, I'm like, yeah, smile. Anyway, so that so song that came song. Out. Like during that time,
I can't feel my face when I'm with you. Oh
and
my
it was like painful, that's but so perfect. Funny, but so awful. And I would like cry and laugh because it was real.
It was
like
so
I really could not feel my face. Anyway,
that is a fantastic story.
It would have to be on my playlist.
You'd have to have that.
Unfortunately.
One. Fortunately, that's a good story.
Maybe
I'm glad
even
you're better.
A little, I know, me too.
That's hilarious.
And me, like, I just keep thinking, like, how can I have a life soundtrack without Earl Had to Die.
Right?
Like all my favorites. It would be the weirdest soundtrack ever.
You know,
I am
not really a country fan at all. Dixie Chicks, I can, you know, it was kind of a crossover, but Earl Had to Die was, I have to say, even a good one for me. Like, I love that song.
It's quite country.
Yes.
But it is so funny.
It is hilarious, and I can get behind that one.
Yeah.
So.
That's my soundtrack.
Okay, I like your soundtrack.
Thanks. That was so fun.
I love that last question. Our soundtracks. It kind of makes me want to think more about this.
I was going to say, like, I think I need to write this down and really create a good soundtrack.
Good one. Yeah.
For my life.
There you go.
Thanks
a little
for
bit
listening.
More about us. You're
we
welcome.
Love Q&As.
They're crazy.
We have the best answers.
I'm always surprised where we go with that one.
I know.
And I love laughing.
Me too. So funny.
Yeah.
Do you have questions for us? You can let us
know. Yes, we love when
Instagram,
we get questions
Facebook.
From you.
I know. We would love to answer them. Funny, not funny.
Serious.
Book questions,
meaning
not
of
book
life.
Questions.
You send them
I
to
me. I can go deep.
I can go so deep.
So deep.
Email us also at thisisyourbookclubpodcast@gmail.com. We'll take your questions on any of our formats.
Love hearing from you. Can you tell?
So much. Thank you to Amphibious Zoo for our music.
And we'll see you next time. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Jamie.
And this is your book club.